Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Say this, I love God. I love the Lord Jesus. Say it again. Say, I love Jesus Christ. I love him with all my heart. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say, I love Jesus Christ. Say it again.
I love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, let me tell you one big hindrance to the glory. The glory is just God manifesting himself to you. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. He's saying, I and the Father will manifest ourselves to you. In other words, he says, I will give you a personal revelation of who I am. Actually, he said, we'll come and make our abode with you. He said, I'll come live with you. I will make myself known to you. I will manifest myself. That doesn't mean he's going to let you see his nail prints and all that. It means that he will allow you to know him in an intimate way by the things that he does in your life, the way he blesses you. There are things that God can do in your life that can't no man do. There's doors that he can open that no man can't open. There's miracles and signs and wonders that God want to do in your life that can't nobody else do. Some of y'all right now, y'all need things done in your life can't nobody do but God. Now, for you to allow him to work, you got to open up to him. And I tell you, a big hindrance to that is just being lazy, slothful, lethargic, sluggish. You can't give God a sluggish praise. You can't give him a snail's pace. Moving all slow. Everybody praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Words even coming out slow. Till you walk out these doors right here. Then everything fast then. I'll tell you, the devil will make you lazy, give you a lazy praise. Lazy praises don't receive nothing from God. God don't inhabit no lazy praise. You can't give him half. You know what? You give God a half of praise, and he'll reject your offering. You know, you give him an offering is something you offer. Well, he have the right to say, I don't accept that. That's what happened to Cain. Gave God an offering that he didn't want. Decided to give him something. I'm going to give him what I won't give him. And he didn't give God what he asked for. God said, I reject that. From the very beginning. So when you offer a praise or a sacrifice, you got to do it with everything in you. You can't be lazy praising God. Because if you lazy praising God, then all you're doing is slowing down the process. All you're doing is delaying your blessing. You're delaying your manifestation when you don't put your whole heart into what God's asking you to do. Man, you look at Proverbs, and I'm going to tell you, Solomon had a lot to say about lazy people. And Jesus had a lot to say about them, too. You know, in Matthew chapter 24, when Jesus gave those talents, you know, in the story about the man giving away the talents, well, this all represent the Lord and God's dealing with us, how he gave 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1. The one that had five, that he gave five, doubled his. One that had two, doubled his. And the one that had one, guess what he did with his? He buried his, means he didn't use his. Okay? You know why he didn't use it? Because he was too lazy. He was too lazy to use what God gave him. Now, God gave you breath this morning. You can't be too lazy to praise him. If Jesus is your Lord, you ought to be at least excited about it. You ought to at least be thanking God you're saved. I mean, thank God you're saved. I mean, you're glad you're saved. This ought to be the gladdest place on earth in Central Louisiana this morning. It ought to be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. When guests come in, they say, boy, them some happy people over there. You can't come in here all sour. This ain't no mausoleum. This ain't no funeral home. We ain't got no signs up here say be quiet. Not one. If you love Jesus, you ought to be reflecting that glory. You ought to be excited about him. You done made it all week long. You made it to Sunday. I passed by a place yesterday going down the road after I washed the car yesterday. It rained real bad in Baton Rouge. And I passed by a funeral home, and I saw the guys early in the morning, about a little after 7, they had dug a hole. And they had the little green tent up, and they put the chairs out. And I said, you know, somebody didn't make it through the week. Somebody getting ready to come over here and mourn in just a few hours. But that wasn't you. That wasn't your grave. You ought to be glad you at least made it. You made it to the day to give God thanks. You ought to be thanking God he brought you through the whole week. The other day I was going home and I got right up there, right where that intersection is where you come out where Albertson's at, to get on MacArthur, where, going toward the traffic circle. I got right there at that driveway where people pull out. Well, a guy that was in the same, was in the opposite lane of me, decided he was going to go around somebody. And I guess I must have been in his blind spot. Because he come right out on me. Wow. I said, oh, Lord. Slow down. And I don't know how to get, I don't know how I got over because ain't no shoulder there. But somehow, his car got between me and the other car, and he went on around, and then they was looking back. I know they were looking back. I was looking at them. Man, what y'all doing? But then I thought about it. I say, now, how did I just avoid that? Because it wasn't, how did I get over when there's no shoulder there? Never ran off the street. God must just open the street up some more, gave me some more room to get all the way over, let that guy get over and let him go around that other car. And I said, that ain't nothing but the goodness of God. Nothing but the goodness. I want you to think about one thing that God did good for you this week. I'm just asking you to do one. Just one thing. Just put it in your mind. Call to your mind one good thing God did for you this week. What good? Now, you can't tell me he ain't been good to you because I'll call you a flat-out liar. I don't care if you done had the worst week of your life. You still find something good God did for you in your right mind. You're in church this morning. If you can't thank God for nothing, Lord, you allowed me to come to church. That's a good thing. I want you to begin to praise God for it right there where you're at. Thank God for it right now. Open your mouth and don't give him no lazy praise. Thank him for that goodness right now. Father, I want to thank you. Glory to God. I'm excited about you. You done ministered to me all week long. You've been merciful to me. You forgave me of all my sins. You washed them away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been speaking to me all week long. Glory to God. You helped me, Lord. When I needed help, you was there. Hallelujah. You made a way for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Took care of us. Took care of me and my family and all my church members, Lord. As they traveled on the highway, you took care of this congregation, Lord. I didn't get one bad phone call this week. I want to thank you for blessing your people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. There you go. Go ahead and thank him. There you go. Glory. 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 Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. just got to stir yourself up in praising God. Don't be lazy about it. Give him everything you got. Amen? All right, you can be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me share this prophetic word that Jerry Savelle shared with the body of Christ back in January, about the year of 2015. He says, this will be a year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations. I want all three. I mean, you want all three. I mean, you're hungry for it. I mean, you're willing to pay the price for it. In prayer and seeking God. Amen. He said, experiencing the greater glory is still my plan, and you'll see the great I am shall visit your land. Manifestations of my spirit as never before, and demonstrations of my power from shore to shore. Supernatural provision and greater breakthroughs too. Yes, this is my plan and my will for you. The powers of darkness will no longer stand, for I will show them the strength of my right hand. I'll have my way, and all shall see no power is greater nor equal to me. My people will rise up and take their place, and no enemy will stop them from finishing their race. Yes, 2015 you'll surely see will be a year that will go down in history. So lift up your hands and boldly decree. Go ahead and lift your hands up. Something great is about to happen to me. Do you believe that? Do you believe something good about to happen to you? Do you believe the best is yet to come? I still believe it. Amen? Praise God. I'm going to talk to you today about the blessing of goodness. The blessings of goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we know that the Lord is good because the scripture tells us that. And then if you know him, you know he's good. You don't have to have scripture tell you because you done found out that God's been good to you. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. See, even in trouble, God is good. And he knows them. Excuse me. He knows them that trust in him. God is intimately acquainted with everybody that's trusting him. He knows you by name. Say, the Lord know me by name. He does. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.